Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Well, I don't know about tons of fun. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pounds of fun. It's 58 degrees right now, going up to 79 today, 82 tomorrow. A chance for showers Saturday, Sunday, and into Monday. But then check this out. By Halloween, next Friday, lows of 53, highs in the upper 60s. So we normally get a little bit of cool weather right around Halloween, and it's looking like after some rain, that's going to play out. Todd Bell joins us now, professor, director of the political management program at George Washington University. Talk about, guess what, the government shutdown. How you doing, professor?
Morning, Tom. It's great to be with you again.
Thanks for taking the time with us. Do you see any way, the longer something goes on, right, the harder it seems to imagine a resolution in some cases, and that's what I'm getting here. I don't know how this ends. At some point it has to, I would think, but what do you think is going to be the tipping point in this? Is it the involvement of the president?
Well, I think definitely the president's going to have to be involved at some point. The main issue is these Obamacare or ACA tax credits, and I think the Democrats have decided they want to string this out past November 1st, and that's when the open enrollment on the state exchanges kicks in, and that's when everybody's going to see exactly how much it's going to cost them. Last time we talked, the insurance companies hadn't really figured out what they were going to charge people, and now they have. And so there were some pretty wild estimates, but now it looks like people will pay about twice as much for their insurance if they're on Obamacare, ACA, than they have before. And, you know, you can talk all you want about what's going on in government and who's trying to extract concession and whether they're getting close or not. But it's when people really feel the pain, when they really see it affecting their pocketbooks, like they did in the last election with the with inflation, that's when they start getting angry at government and making their voices heard. And I think that's what Democrats are waiting for. So I think we've got at least another week of this past Halloween before we start seeing some movement.
So I caution friends sometimes, you know, and I understand everybody's got their own political beliefs, but be careful if you jump in a line because somebody's liable to leave you in a corner. For example, and I'll just, this has nothing to do with the government shutdown, but on 60 Minutes on Sunday night, Jared Kushner was saying that a lot of people in Gaza had nothing to do with Hamas and that they were just victims in this. And some people were saying that before that, politically, they had drawn the line and said, no, that's it. Everybody in Gaza is guilty, that they're all guilty because they voted for the Hamas government, et cetera, et cetera. So they painted themselves into that corner. Now Jared Kushner's saying, well, wait a minute, that's not the case. When it comes to this, I wonder about painting into political corners if Mike Johnson has painted himself into a corner because he's all against the wall against the shutdown of the government. But now if the president gets involved, once these cuts, not cuts, once the subsidies, the realization of what the subsidies going away are going to cost, at that point, what happens with the political pas de deux, so to speak?
Right. I think you've nailed it. I think both sides don't have an exit strategy on this, not just the Republicans. If you look at Mike Johnson, the Republican districts, disproportionately more people will lose those subsidies in Republican districts. So it's going to affect the constituents of the Republican members more, which means the Republican members will be more acutely attuned to this when it comes to the election next year. And so he's got a problem there. But on the other side, you've also got, the Democrats have painted themselves into a corner a little bit because they don't really have an exit strategy. They have three demands, but they haven't conceded. There was an offer a week and a half ago from the Republicans about a one-year extension of the subsidies, and the Democrats, Jeffries, just flatly turned it down. Hmm. He said, no, you got your tax cuts in perpetuity. We want these for a longer period. So I'm not sure what their off-ramp is. And complicating matters is Donald Trump is, as many people have probably watched, doing everything he can to move money around. This is called reprogramming, to move money around to keep a lot of people paid, especially the military, people in some other essential services, and to try to keep the parks open, thereby limiting some of the pain people are feeling right away. And so if the Democrats don't, I mean, that's the point of the shutdown, is you want people to realize that government is important and have the public put pressure on legislators to reopen it. And then the legislators respond to that pressure. And this is taking some of that pressure away. And so I don't know if the Democrats really anticipated that Donald Trump would be as creative as he has been in terms of moving money around to keep some people paid.
Go back to that part about the Republicans offered to extend these cuts for a year and Hakeem Jeffries turned it down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was sort of we heard about this as a sort of a backdoor sort of offer that was made. There was some reporting on this, but it didn't go very far. But remember, Democrats also have two other demands that they're asking for. This is not just about the ACA, although that's probably where the Democrats have the most leverage. They're also asking for a rollback of the cuts to Medicaid, and they're also asking for a congressional law that will stop Donald Trump from rescinding and impounding monies that the Congress has authorized, which he has been doing, refusing to spend those monies. And that actually has some support from Republicans, but most Republicans don't want to change the Medicaid changes that they already passed in that big, beautiful bill. It took them a lot of work to get it passed, and that was pretty recent. So why should they go back on something they recently legislated?
Tell me about these rescinding and impounding. How did you say that?
Mm-hmm.
Monies? Tell me what that means. It's an interesting expression, but what exactly is the president doing, and what would the Democrats or maybe even some Republicans want to see changed about that?
Yeah, really simply, power of the purse is with the Congress in Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. And if a bill is passed that appropriates money to be spent by the government, the president is supposed to spend that. What Donald Trump has been doing is he has been taking some of those monies and just not spending them, either not spending them at all or reprogramming them and putting them to different uses for other policy priorities he has. And that violates the spirit of what the Congress is doing with those things. Now, Richard Nixon was the first one really to start doing this. He was impounding money that was supposed to be set for the Environmental Protection Agency. And Congress then passed a law over his veto saying, you can't do that, but we understand the president can have some leverage, but you have to ask Congress if you're going to do this first, because we know things can change within the course of a year. You may not want to spend the same things, but Congress is the one really with the power. So he's supposed to go back to the Congress for authorization for these changes, but of course he hasn't.
Somebody texted and said the Affordable Care Act is anything but affordable. And, I think it goes back to, and going back to Professor, having been on the air during the initial or the original Obamacare negotiations and everything else, to me, it always comes down to if it's working for you or not. If the healthcare delivery system is working for you, you don't want it changed. I don't know if this person that texted in is on Medicare or not, but I also get texts from people, believe it or not, that say, keep the government out of my Medicare, which is a... government. I'm not kidding. I do get the text that say that, which is a government program. We'll pick it up. We come back. 6:21 traffic now, WWL. 626 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking about the ongoing government shutdown with Todd Belt, professor, director of the political management program at George Washington University. So you know, professor, that when it comes to negotiation, sometimes even though you have the other side over a barrel, you need to work with them to craft a dignified exit for them so that you can end whatever the impasse is. Who does what where to make this government shutdown go away, and how do they do it?
Yeah, I think there's going to be a pretty simple solution to this ultimately. I think we're going to get some sort of compromise on the Affordable Care Act extensions, at least temporarily, maybe a year, maybe 2 years. It's been obvious the Republicans don't want to extend it too long because of the cost. They are an expensive item. And I think we probably get separate up and down votes that are separate from a continuing resolution on those other two issues, on Medicaid, which the Republicans will give to the Democrats, and the Republicans will vote against it, Democrats will vote for it, and then, you know, they'll move on. And then probably an up-down vote on the rescissions and impoundment. And I think a couple of Republicans will come over on that, but I don't think it's going to pass. And that, at least symbolically, will allow the Democrats to go back to their constituents and say, hey, we tried to do something on these other two issues, but the Republicans were blocking us, and that's why you need to send us back to Congress in a majority next year.
And the Republicans can tell the Democrats when it comes to these Affordable Care Act subsidies, okay, we promise let's extend it for a year, but we promise, in quotation marks, we'll revisit it then, right?
I think that's probably right. You know, there are a lot of Republicans who are nervous about this because, like I said, the clock runs out at the end of the year, but people are really going to see it when they try to renew their policies at the end of this month. And there's some Republicans like Marjorie Taylor Greene speaking out about this. They know that this is dangerous for them if they're going to have a lot of angry constituents who have to pay a lot more for their health care or get dropped completely because they can't afford it.
So if that's the case, then I could also make a case for the Democrats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And now we got midterms coming up. You know what? It's going to be painful for the people not to be able to afford insurance, but let's hang this on the Republicans and say, you know, we were going to the wall for you with these Affordable Care Act extensions. You can't afford insurance now because the Republicans just wouldn't move on it. Or would the message be, well, we tried to give you a year, but it's all about the perception, right, of who's who's in the way of this?
Yeah, I think that if you're not able to make a change, then it becomes who is better able to explain their position. And I think that's more harmful for Republicans because nothing beats actually feeling things in your pocketbook. And if the Democrats walk away, then they've closed the government for no reason. And, you know, then they look kind of silly for doing that as well.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time. Todd Belt, professor, director of the political management program at George Washington University. Be interesting to see how this ends. I think the professor did just kind of tell us that, You got a inconsequential vote on the rollback of the Medicaid cuts. You got an inconsequential vote on the impoundment and rescission. And then you extend the Affordable Care Act subsidies for a year with a promise to revisit. And then everybody gets to go their separate ways. Take a break. Come back. Talk to Mike Strain right now. Time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozen. 6:46, 14 till 7. Beautiful fall morning in southeast Louisiana. Makes me want to go out and do some farming. Makes me want to get the axe out, the shovel, and go do something. Mike Strain joins us now, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. How you doing, Mike?
Man, I'm doing great. I need to invite you over for the weekend. We got a lot of work to do here on the farm.
I'll do it. What you want me to do? What you got?
Oh, we got everything. We can start off fixing fence so we can move to mechanicing and get out there in the garden. Look, it'll make you feel good, right? When you get out there working on the farm, I can tell you, you know, it's hard physical labor, but you know what? All your stress goes away, and you just it's really great.
That
Saturday, that might have to do it on Sunday evening.
That sounds great to me. Let me tell you, fence mending on a day like this, instant gratification. You're working with your hands. You're tiring yourself out physically. You're fixing something. You're feeling good. I like it, Mike. I'll see you.
Might be able to wear Grady and Hootie out, right?
Maybe. Well,
they run. Well, they take naps while you're working.
Exactly.
You they'll be over there under the tree.
Then they're looking to play. They're looking to play after you get finished working. That's a problem.
Oh, of course. But we're going to have a great weekend. We've been traveling really hard. I was in Franklin yesterday down in St. Mary Parish for the Franklin Chamber of Commerce. Beautiful day for driving. Tonight I will we're going to be at the NRA banquet in Springfield, Louisiana. And then on Saturday is the big Indian Creek, and we're going to have and that is the Halloween. We'll have a spooktacular time. We will have between 5,000 and 7,000 trick-or-treaters there. Activities start, you know, around 2 o'clock. We'll have costume contests. We'll be out there judging all the campsites. The Northside Christian Church, starting at 4, we'll have food, hay rides, inflatables, s'mores, games, and more. And then we will have trick-or-treating starts at 5, but we tell everybody get there for 4. So you can get in the campground and get ready, because we'll have more than 150 campsites all decked out. They work on these sites for weeks. So there'll be haunted houses. Everyone's dressed up. There's food trucks. It's just a wonderful time for families. It's a huge event, and it's going to be a beautiful weekend. And it's really fun there at Indian Creek. That's one of the one of the finest recreation areas and other places. They would call them parks. It's not a state park because it's within the Department of Agriculture, and it's on an old CC camp, Civilian Conservation Corps. It sits on 10,000 acres and has a 2,500 acre lake well stocked with fish, because Wildlife and Fisheries has a fish hatchery there. And I tell them, so look, when you open that gate to let those fish out, lean on that gate real hard, and they do a very good job. And so it's a big complex. Wildlife and Fishery also has a complex there on some property that we gave to them, and they use that as a shooting range. It's just so much, so much. So you can come there, and you can go glamping, in other words, camping in your motor coach there on a cement slab, you know, with all the amenities, or you can go totally primitive, where you sleep under the stars out in the middle of that 10,000 acres. And so it's just a great place. There's places where you can ride your bikes. You can do trail. We have about 10 miles of trails through there. We can do the nature walks or ride your bike. You can ride your horses in there. So it's just a wonderful place and something we work very, very hard on. We have actual white sandy beaches along that lake, which is clear as a bell. And the fishing is spectacular. So it's going to be a lot of fun this weekend.
I know you talk about it every year, and it seems as though it was just a couple of weeks ago that you were talking about it. But time flies, doesn't it?
That's what's incredible. It seems like I was there yesterday. Mm-hmm. So I will get there tomorrow about 2. We'll start. They will have a contest, and it will be costume contest. And, of course, early in the morning there at the campground, they will have the pet parade, the pooch parade, which they always do, and they're all dressed up. And then, of course, I go and judge all the different campsites to see who has the spookiest campsite. And they go all out. I mean, everyone's dressed up. They have skits. They They have some pretty incredible. You think about building a haunted house in the woods, right? They got some pretty incredible haunted houses that they build. They put that together, but they'll spend 2 or 3 weeks working on this, and then of course the gates and the games for the all start, and the trick or treating starts at 5. We tell everybody to get there at 4, and I can tell you by about 7 o'clock those kids are tuckered out, and so I'll be manning the water station. So what we figured out is that, yes, we give away a lot of candy, but we also give away a lot of water, because by the time the kids get to me, right on the end of the trail, mm-hmm. they're ready for some water, and so is mom and dad. So it's going to be it's just incredible. But time is flying by. You know, it's 9 weeks to Christmas. I hope you started thinking about that.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we got Thanksgiving coming up. Thanksgiving is late. But listen, this year Thanksgiving, we're telling everybody, look, you need to, think about that Thanksgiving gumbo as well, because the price of turkey has went up substantially, almost 40%, due to a shortage in turkeys. But you always got to have a beautiful gumbo. Some people like jambalaya too, but don't forget, and shrimp are in season, so you can have some beautiful shrimp. You got to have some crabs in there, put some oysters in there, or your etouffees. Now is the time, right? Let's celebrate Louisiana style.
Let's talk about the government shutdown and SNAP and food banks and so forth, Mike.
Yes. So we've been working with the Division Administration, specifically Bruce Greenstein and others, our organization, because we work closely with the food banks. And, I have the big food warehouses. We distribute food to the schools. We do work with all the prisons and, again, to the food banks. And one of the concerns is, and everyone has seen it, is that on November the 1st, the government shutdown could result in no money being on those SNAP cards. So there could be, and that is significant, because there are more than 400,000 families, almost 800,000 people. They really rely on that for food. The average benefit's about $150 to $175 a month. But when you look at the logistics, it's over $100 million a month. And so, working with the food banks and, the amount of food, and you have to look at the logistical capacity, is limited. And so we're not going to be able to fill that gap. We are gearing up in case it does happen to try to mitigate that, looking at all options. So today, my team will meet for a second time, because everybody had homework to go back and see what the capacities are, how we can mitigate this. I don't, personally, I don't think that we're going to reach this crisis point. I hope we don't. There are some other options, and we're going to have to take. I will be meeting today with Congressman Clay Higgins in my office, him and Farm Bureau. We're going to be talking specifically about rice and agriculture. And this, I met last Thursday with Congresswoman Julia Letlow. I spoke yesterday with Mr. Cassidy's office, and I will be meeting with Secretary Rollins in the next few days. And this is right up there at the top of our agenda. And we're pressing Washington. I've signed a letter to Washington that, look, we need to go ahead and get this dealt with, because this date is real. And the truth of it is that there's really no system in place, because you got to look at the sheer logistics involved. $100 million, all the grocery stores, how to get the people to where whatever the food is. So that's going to be an issue, and we need to try to avoid it at all possible costs.
Thank you, Mike. A pleasure as always. Have a great weekend up there at Indian Creek. Somebody said, tell Mike not to talk about it. We want to keep it a secret. We don't want to crowd it.
Oh, no, it's going to be unbelievable. Think about 7,000 kids in costume, say, trick-or-treat, and just having a great time. Look, that's a lot of chocolate now.
Yes, it is. Save some for the kids. Thank you, Mike. 6:55, 5 till 7, traffic now, WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.